36. All right, what's going on, guys? Today we are talking about Solo Leveling. I thought it was gonna come out on the 7th, but it actually came out on the 6th, and this is the first episode. I'm not even gonna lie, I'm just gonna go straight away and just say from my point of view, you guys need to watch this. I've never really actually come across Solo Leveling in terms of the manual, and I've always only heard about it through like TikTok or like, I don't know, maybe a random video, but I never clicked the video to actually see what it was about because I just didn't know what Solo Leveling was about. So anyways, the premise of Solo Leveling is that there's this guy called Jinwoo, right? And he's E-rank. And the way you get your rank is basically by your natural ability. It goes from S to about E, and Jinwoo is the weakest. And in order to survive in this world and to basically lead a good life, you need to be the type of person that can actually provide for yourself with your abilities. I mean, you could be a normal human too, but you're just gonna be fodder, do you know what I mean? You're just gonna be like in the background, nothing really special about you. The fact that other beasts come from other worlds to do what they do in terms of just being animals and killing other people, and you can't do anything because of the conventional weapons that you use, you might as well just be a hero or hunter in this world and have an ability, even if you are E-rank. So Jinwoo is the E-rank hunter. He's the weakest of the weak. Everybody knows him and probably believes that he is the weakest in the whole world, which is not a cool title to have, but he's a hunter nevertheless. And for him to gain money, he has to basically collect stones that has this output of mana or can create energy of electricity and whatnot. But he is always put in a position where he can't really do anything to attack on a one-to-one basis. He always has to look for an opportunity to do so. He has a sister in school which he pays for her education, and he has a sick mother in the hospital who he has to pay for her medical bills. So being an E-rank as well doesn't necessarily bring him as much money, let alone the gear that he needs to be able to take care of himself in order to not die from his missions. They do things like raid and go into dungeons. That's where they get their resources from. But he doesn't go inside of the dungeons by himself. He goes with a group of people or a team, and they all have different ranks assigned to them. Not assigned to them like they were chosen or given, but it's just a natural innate ability. Do you know what I mean? There's some healers, there's some with brute strength, there's some that work with magic, and they just all got their own speciality which they handle in their area, which they do to handle raids and fight monsters. I'm not gonna lie, the animation was quality. I watched the first episode and I was thinking to myself, damn, this is high quality. Like, look at the animation, look at the characters, like look at the fluidity of the striking movements. Like, everything was just eye-catching, it was eye candy. And when I'm talking about quality of anime, this is the type of quality of anime that we are looking forward for. Do you know what I'm saying? The level of, I'm just gonna go ahead and say it, like Demon Slayer or like Jujutsu Kaisen. Okay, maybe I'm pushing a bit too far, innit? Maybe I'm pushing a bit too far. But as a new anime series that I've just heard of, this is high quality to me. Do you know what I mean? There was no form of like blurriness. There was no form of like holding back. The world building seems legit. Like, I just need to see more from this series as a whole. I don't know much about it, so I'm gonna need you guys to give me some, you know, some tips or some things to look out for within Solo Leveling. Like, is Jinwoo really this weak? The guy can't afford new gear, and the guy can't necessarily attack monsters that are even on his level, so he can never really upgrade his gear. The only thing that he can use is a knife, which happens to break. And he's only able to collect a stone which is of E rank, which doesn't even give him much money or much like protection for when he wants to upgrade his gear. Literally, the guy almost starved whilst being in a dungeon, and the guy has broken his knife multiple times to the point where he has to use his fists. In this series, it feels like to me like they're trying to show how useless Jinwoo is if he's not around other people. The only thing that he's got going for himself is his instinct to survive. Like when the statue had shot out a laser from his eyes and it burnt the, like some people that was in the party, that was sick. Don't get me wrong, there's its advantages and disadvantages of being weak, but from his natural living day to day and raiding as much as possible to gain like resources in order to survive and provide, he's gained these type of abilities, or should I say second sense or tingle in the back of his head, where it's like, all right, I know what might happen next, I know what I need to do to survive. So don't get me wrong, I was kind of not pissed but kind of pissed that the guy is this weak. But obviously, this is just the first episode, and obviously just building the world right now around this character and centralizing who he is around this story is very interesting to me already, and I love how we got into the action straight away. Go watch Solo Leveling. You should watch Solo Leveling. The first episode was great. I have no doubt in my mind that it's not going to be a great series. I'm just happy that it came out January the 6th instead of the 7th, because I thought it was the 7th. Do you know what I mean? Either way, I don't know how long this series is. I think it's 24 episodes, but this is going to be a great season to keep up with whilst, you know, there's nothing else to watch or whilst there's nothing else to talk about on in a weekly basis. Do you know what I mean? It's been your boy Rooster, Mr. 36. And whether you're watching or listening to this in the morning, afternoon, or evening, make sure to drink water. It's very healthy for you. And take that 8 hours of sleep as well. It's very important for your health. If you'd like to subscribe to the podcast, don't forget to hit the link in the description down box below. And tell me if you guys have read the manual of Solo Leveling and if it is actually genuinely a good series to get into. I'm out. Peace.